What's going on? What's going down? What's up, everybody? It's your boy Jay Stocks, the Buff Nerd. Let's go. And of course, I am joined by the musicologist, A Reed.
What's yes, going sir. On? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing? Good to be back. I missed it last week, but I told you I'll be back. What's good,
man? I know it. I know it, man. Welcome to the Chop Shop. This is the spot. Well, hey, we just going to chop it up. You know what I'm saying? We just going to put it out there, see where it lands, chop it up, and then we're going to leave okay, hopefully. But we're going to come back because we always want you to come back. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you like, subscribe, and smash that bell so you know when the Chop Shop is on, as well as BGSB and also Two Birds, One Show. Man, look, we got stuff that's coming up. A lot of movement going on. Of course, make sure you check out my man, A. Reed, on the MXCP radio. The man, hey, dude, that stuff that he got going on, man.
Working hard, man. Working hard for the money, man. Appreciate it.
You know what I mean? Check it out. Hey, for sure. We got to make sure we pub each other, help each other out. That's the way this thing works. But make sure that you do that. Of course, you can check us out on your favorite platforms where you listen to your podcasts. Spotify, Amazon, Apple. We're everywhere. So make sure that you do that. We always enjoy your comments. Make sure that you do that. That makes this more fun. So look, it's March, and you know what that means. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about this in, you know, BGSB, but now we can really delve into this thing, right? March Madness is upon us. And look, let me say it like this. And I said this on BGSB, but ain't nobody got a good bracket. And if they do, they lying.
Facts.
They lying.
Facts.
They lying. They lying. Let me ask this question, man, right off the bat. Do you think the fact that there's basically two number one seeds, there's like hardly any two seeds. You're seeing a lot of eight, a lot of seven, a lot of six. Like, people you did, like Florida Atlantic is in this thing.
Uh-huh.
Is that good for NCAA? Is that good for basketball, but especially NCAA?
Why wouldn't it be?
Mm.
Why wouldn't it be?
Because your blue buds aren't there. Your people that you know, like.
See, that's like NCAA football, where you always want to see Alabama in the national championship. Like, it's just a concept, man. The beauty of it, that's what I love about March Madness is that you got all of these different colleges and they're just ranked up against each other in the biggest bracket that you can possibly make up. And it's pretty much anybody's game. It's anybody's game. You either win or you go home. So it doesn't matter if you're a one seed going up against the 16 seed. Doesn't matter if you're AC going against a five seed.
It
doesn't.
Yeah.
If you don't show up that day, you're not going to win. I literally sat there and watched that, what was it, that Kansas State-Kentucky game from beginning.
Oh, man.
I was on the edge of my seat of that shit, bro.
That was such a great
game. You know what I'm saying?
That was a great game, yeah. I mean.
I'm just saying, bro. What I love about
matchups, though. Like, how is Princeton still here?
Facts.
Princeton's still here. Like, Princeton's a 15 seed. They beat a number two Arizona, which again, you know, well, I won't say again, but that lets me know that, okay, Pac-12 is not that great in sports. Mm-hmm. They're good, but, and I know it's going to be a lot of haters that say, well, you shouldn't talk about, yes, I'm talking about Pac-12 because you got Arizona, you got UCLA, you got USC, you got all these teams. Gonzaga, Gonzaga's not even a Pac-12. But I mean, when you look at these brackets and how busted they were first day. Like I think the statistic that came out that ESPN in their bracket, you know, sign up, whatever, they had like 30. They were still good after the first day. 30. You have to imagine how many people sign up for that.
Really?
And you only have 30 left? And, you know, it's because FDU just killed everybody.
Yeah, man.
And this is what I'm going to say, man. And I'm gonna let you have your say on this, but I think the 30 with the 30 females are like, what's a Paladine? I think I'll pick them because I don't like what that other team is. it sounds bad, but
but this is like the only time where somebody could just literally just,
yes,
you can see somebody be, well, I like this mascot or I like this team's color, so I'm gonna just go for them. You know, people who don't really like study, just look at it and stuff, you know.
Yeah. I hate bears, so I'm gonna pick against Baylor.
they just UCLA. Pick somebody to go for, man. But it's always the beauty. The beauty of March Madness is that every single one of these schools that get in are all playing to get that championship. These kids ain't getting paid millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some under the table. We don't know.
NIL is in place.
Yeah, but for the majority, they ain't getting paid millions of dollars to do this, man. And these kids are just out here playing with passion and just trying to win as best as they can, man, and put themselves on the map. You know, so you can't knock the hustle, bro. You just can't knock it.
But I think there is, maybe it's just me, but there has to be a comfortability and just a familiarity and just saying, you know what? That's a good team, and they should beat. A number 2 seed should be the number 15. They should.
You're right.
But they don't, and it makes you question. It makes me question the whole system. Like, why do you rank them? Number one, why do you rank somebody higher, like Kansas, who didn't win the Big 12 championship, than Texas, who did? And Texas is still in it.
Because it's names of recognition. You still got to realize there's still big names of recognitions of schools. You see what I'm saying? You're going to have your UConns and your North Carolinas and, you know what I'm saying, Texas and Gonzaga and, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have those big names up there. They're going to rank them pretty much Duke.
Yeah.
They're going to be ranking their asses up there at the top.
Exactly.
You know, because
good to see you. Yeah,
they've been steady, steady powerhouses for years, man. I mean, shit, how long? Coach K was running shit for the longest, man.
In the regular season. And I mean, Coach K was running in the regular season and in the post.
Yeah.
Now UNC doesn't even want to go to, Duke, you know, they get blasted. UNC is not even in the tournament. Mm-hmm. Kansas blasted Kentucky. Again, great game. Awesome. It was a great, great game. Enjoyed every minute of it. Mm-hmm. And was glad that was pretty much the only game on. But yeah, I mean, it's like Pittsburgh.
Like, do you want to see the same powerhouses every time?
Yeah, I do. I guess I'm just that guy. Like, You want to see good teams play good, play well. You don't want to see good teams play bad. I would think most people don't want to, if you're a Kansas, if you're a Kentucky, if you're a Purdue, if you're, even Gonzaga, I mean, like, if you are that squad, a UNC, a Tennessee, like if you are known, if you're a blue blood, you're supposed to play well. But here we go.
That's the key word, supposed to.
You're supposed to play well.
Because we're already conditioned to believe that they're going to come in there and they're going to play well.
Salt and pepper. Look, and you know what? Fine.
What up,
you
want to
do this? You want to do this big game? Last night, uh-oh, on Big Game Sports Buzz,
uh-oh,
I was trying. You know what? No, I'm not going to do that game. You're not going to draw me into this because we're going to finish this out about this, right? Oh, are we done? Maybe we are done. I don't know. I think it's okay. You know, to have good teams play well, but you're right. You want to see, like, it wouldn't have been bad if you had Kennesaw State maybe beat Xavier. Wouldn't have happened. But, you know,
But you know, it's like North Texas going to the Final Four.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
because you already gonna have like you know the beauty of the Cinderella, who you don't expect to go all the way to where they need. Well, I mean, shit, man, people was rooting for what was that, Loyola?
Yeah.
What was that years ago?
Loyola Marymount. Yeah.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
It was a sister, like, whatever her name was. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, it's the beauty of it.
Who do you see that's, let's see, the lowest seed that I see right now is Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
Princeton, Florida Atlantic. Princeton is 15, Florida Atlantic is 9. Out of these teams, St. Mary's is 5. I don't see how that happened, but St. Mary's is 5. Arkansas is 8. Penn State is 10. Pittsburgh is 11. Out of those teams, let me see. No, wait. Here we go. I know Princeton, I think Princeton is the lowest seed, and Florida Atlantic. Out of those, who, Loyola Chicago, yeah. Who do you see going the furthest?
Ooh.
Which Cinderella do you see going the furthest?
Possibly Florida Atlantic.
Really?
Possibly Florida Atlantic.
But they got to play Tennessee next.
But this is what I'm saying. I feel like somebody gonna run into some kind of fucking brick wall here. Sooner or later.
I think Princeton might look.
Princeton could be the surprise, though. I mean, because they got
play Creighton.
Yeah.
Alabama should beat San Diego State.
If Princeton ends up beating Creighton somehow and ends up in that semifinals thing, I'm gonna be like, wow.
Man, I should have bet on them.
I'm
FAU, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, FAU.
I can see that. Big and strong. Yeah, FAU is big and strong. Against Tennessee. Tennessee got some good length, though. That'll be a good game to watch. Florida Atlantic and Tennessee. Princeton and Creighton. I don't know. I'll just wait to see what that looks like because I think that's just going to be an ugly game. Very low-scoring game. That's just what I think.
I mean, these games be like, these guys have like 25, 26 points come like halftime. You know, so you just be like, damn, you
know, right?
One hell of a defensive game. Shit, they just ain't making no shots or something. But I mean, it's
right.
It's just up in the air, bro. All
true,
the way,
true.
All the way. I think this is actually a entertaining Final Four this year to me.
This has been, and I think it's also because you have players that have stayed. Mm-hmm. You don't have a lot of one and dones. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that has to do with the pandy, right? Mm-hmm. They couldn't move. They couldn't go anywhere. They didn't have film. So you have a lot of sophomores and juniors that are still around because of that. So mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing. I think that's why you're seeing it. Yeah. I don't know if that trend will continue as we move along, but hopefully the NIL will help with that.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see how that goes, man. NIL gonna start putting some money in these kids' pockets, though. I mean, do you feel like these college kids should get paid, man?
Absolutely.
Because it's funny that it's brought up now because I remember, you know, when we used to have like the video games, like the NCAA football games. You know what I'm saying? Even it's NCAA,
amazing.
You know. We would play these college football games or whatnot, and all they would do was just have the player's number. Mm-hmm. But damn it, some of us knew exactly who these players were.
Oh, they looked just like them.
Looked just like them.
They had the faces,
you know,
so they had the numbers. Yeah.
Everything. You know what I'm saying? So I could understand like the players being like, damn, y'all done put us on this game. How come we can't get a cut of this bullshit?
Like,
I completely understand it.
Yeah, Ed O'Bannon was like, nah.
Because, damn it, I would have said the same thing, bro. Yeah. If I had picked up a copy of NCAA football and I'm on a team and I go to the roster and I look and it's got my height, my weight, my size,
yeah,
my look-alike, everything like that, I'm contacting EA Sports. Look, y'all going, come on, dog.
instead of A. Reed, it'd be A. Steed.
Like, you can go in there and edit.
That's me. I'm A. Steed. My name is A. Reed. I'm A. Steed. Yeah, man, for real. Real fuck. Yeah, I think at one point they didn't even care. I think they just put the names in there. It was like Williams and whatever. It's like, I bet. So I'm with you on that. Look, pay the kids, man. You pay the coaches. You pay the staff. You pay everybody else. And this whole thing of, you know, well, you get a education. That's great. That's cool. But it's a 1-year contract. Understand that. It's a 1-year scholarship. It is not a full ride. It is not 4 years. You have to re-up every year. So if you get hurt or something happens or someone comes in, guess what? You could be out. You could be out of there. So, no, pay the kids. I'm all for it, man. Yeah, whoever needs to pay them, pay them. Whoever needs to pay them, pay them.
Because they're bringing in millions of dollars every year anyway.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Shit.
And make sure y'all comment. We love to hear what y'all have to say out there as well.
Please.
On this subject. But we're going to move on, man, because this was brought up again on BGSB, and I love this topic. I absolutely love it. We were talking about villains in sports and if sports needs villains to be better. And maybe that's one of the reasons why leagues like the XFL and maybe WNBA, they don't have villains. Like, who's a villain in that league? Exactly.
Okay, no. If I would have to say WNBA,
yeah,
I think they've kind of did that a little bit to Brittany Griner.
Okay,
what's my girl? I gotta figure out her name. That tall,
Liz Cambage.
Yes, they've done it to her. That bad, man. Yeah.
6'8" of greatness.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
but she's out the league because she's a little, you know.
Yeah, maybe so. She has OnlyFans coming.
Yes. Ding. Yes.
That part.
I will be a subscriber. Anyway.
Woo!
She gonna give my $26.99 or whatever that is, brother. I'm gonna do some Uber Eats or something for that.
Oh man, we out of aisle there, but I'm just saying, man. Yeah. What we kind of said it like off the air, man. Sports. We kind of create our own villains. Man. Mm. We kind of create our own. Mm. Now you have people that have their own persona. That they
right.
and then media got a lot to do with it too, because I've loved having Kyrie. I've loved Kyrie ever since he came into the league. That shit, I've been watching Kyrie since college. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And in my opinion, media has made Kyrie to be something that he does not actually seem to be. You know, that's
he
a guy
that helped that though.
Huh?
He hasn't helped that situation though.
But why would he?
Image.
Jay, like, you have your own personality and everything.
Yes.
Like, you're going to do what you want to do. You're going to say what you want to say, how you feel.
Right.
You can't do anything about, okay, if you finish the game and you have an interview and you say something, boom, 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 say something that may be a tad bit controversial. That's just your opinion, but that's just your opinion. Everybody's entitled to that, but that's not your fault when the media takes your little excerpt or whatever and then create a whole nother narrative, and then it follows you wherever you go.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, don't blame the media for reporting what you say.
No, no. I'm not. Don't blame them. That's their job. That's their job.
You said it. They're going to ask follow-on questions. Therefore, you're going to say, you can either say, I don't want to answer that, or you answer it. You know, it was a question of, another question that we kind of brought up here was, as fans, should we care about what the players do off the field, off the court, behind closed doors? Should we care as fans?
We shouldn't, but we do.
Why is that?
Because they're in the limelight. They're representing our favorite teams. They're on our squads. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dead serious.
Yeah.
You are a diehard Cowboys fan. Diehard.
Let's go.
Stoggs, even though you don't know Dak personally, you don't know Zeke, you didn't know CD, you don't know none of them. Micah don't know none. You still probably look at Bleacher Report or something like that to just see if there's any, if their name pops up on something, you tune into what the fuck did Dak do?
I mean,
what the hell did Zeke do?
Yeah, when Zeke was going through his issues, it was I wish we just get his head out of his butt. You know, because that affected
my point,
his
exactly.
play on the field because he was suspended. Now, if it didn't have
anything, worried about what they do on the field,
didn't have anything to do with suspensions, if it was like, hey, he likes horseback riding, who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Right? Von Miller, who I consider to be one of the great talents of his time at that position, mm-hmm. owns a ranch. Now, why do I know that? Because I want to know about him. But the reality is he doesn't have to tell anybody anything about anything off the field. Right? Just like Liz Kumbaj, like we were just talking about. She's basically out the league for a lot of different reasons, mm-hmm. but now that this OnlyFans thing is hitting, she's not going to be back. They're not going to have her back. Mm-hmm. They should, but they're not, because people will want to come to the game to see her and either cheer or jeer, right? Because she's a villain, but I don't see her as a villain. I think WNBA, you have to have a team or a player that you hate.
They can't go necessarily as hard on WNBA as they can on us or on NBA.
Why not?
I don't want to say sexist, NBA, but.
You know who I really didn't like? Actually, I did like him. Because we didn't have a team at that point. But Houston Comets, when they were playing, and Cheryl Swoops, mm-hmm. Michelle Cooper, and all of them, they were really good players.
Mm-hmm.
And they had really good players in the league. Mm-hmm. And people were going to the game. But it was like, yo, like the Houston Comets won, I think, like 7,000-8,000 championships. Like, they were the squad.
They was cold.
And then you had the L.A. Sparks. And you had Lisa Leslie. Right, like you have big name players that you're like, all right, cool, I'm gonna follow them, you know, and they got heated, but it was the play. Now it's like, what team do I want to hate? None. I don't care. Who's the villain? Nobody. Nobody's a villain.
We still create our own. I mean, look, back door, you still being a Cowboys fan. We can't say a damn thing to you about the Eagles, the Giants, the Commies. Look at your face. You can't stand their ass.
I can't.
They're your villains. They are your villains.
And when we play them, and when we play them, I watch. I tune in from the beginning to the end.
Exactly.
Win or lose. Big win or lose. If we're getting our tail beat by any of those teams, I'm still watching because I just want to see how bad it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And especially if we're winning against them. Oh, yeah. It's, oh, yeah. I want to see four zeros, quadruple zeros. That's what I want to see. Yeah. And I want to see our number bigger than theirs.
Yeah.
You have to have villains. But the thing about it is where do the villains come from? Who makes them?
We do. Fans. Fans and media do. Now, in a player standpoint, and you know, too bad Big Game ain't here because I would love to hear his opinion. Yes. Him having been in, you know, in the league and whatnot.
Right.
I think the players just show up to work. They play it. I mean, they show up to their work, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, you can't you can't tell me, even you being a player, that
yeah,
when you have a divisional game come around, mm-hmm. they tell you, hey, this one means a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This one means just a little bit, tad bit more because they're in the division. We know the ramifications of what can happen at the end of the season if we don't win this
Absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So dig deeper.
Yeah.
Get your mind right. And go out there and kick their ass because they are your rivals. They're your villains.
Yeah. Yeah. But, okay, let me ask this question. Which league has the most or more recognizable villains?
That would be, to me, a toss-up, but that's probably halfway, like straight down the middle, 50-50 between NFL and NBA. Because you got your bad seeds in each one of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. NBA, we've seen KD, Kyrie, you know.
Why is KD a villain? Like, we talked about this on BGSB. I think he is too, but why do you think he's a villain? Why did that name come up?
Well, first and foremost, I support KD. Let that be known. I've always loved KD.
Okay. But
his villainy came from him leaving.
The move.
Yeah, the move. You know what I'm saying? The move. LeBron's villainy came when he did the move.
Yeah.
I'm taking my town to the South Beach.
The decision, right.
The decision. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So some of these players just kind of create a little narrative, you know. And I'm not mad at KD going to Golden State, but I understand why people got mad. But shit, if I was in KD's position and the damn best team in the league was like, hey, we got a spot for you, come home. Shit, I'm going too.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a better chance of winning. But I understand it, you know, and then you flip it over to the NFL. I know you hate him, but shit, Aaron Rodgers. Look at your face.
he's such a douche, man.
You call like him.
He's like one of the worst people ever, though. He's one of the worst people.
He's a villain.
He's been, I'm telling you, man.
I prove my point. But I think
like he's league-wide. He's league-wide villain, though. This league-wide villain. So I get that. I think it's easier for NBA because there are not as many players. You get to see their face. You can see their reactions. You can get closer to them than you can in NFL. Mm-hmm. I think in NFL, the villainy is there, and it's also so violent. To where in Game talked about this, you know, he's like perfect, you know, he's nasty. Greg Lloyd, nasty. And you know this divisionally, how Greg Lloyd would take out receivers just because if they came across the middle, it was over.
Over. Yeah.
And he did that because he loved to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, Ronnie Lott was another dude that a lot of people kind of skip out on, but Ronnie Lott brought the hat and loved it.
Yep.
Loved it.
Yep.
You know, I always talk about the Raiders because it's just that perception that they bring with them, right? They like to be the bad guys of NFL, you know, and so that's what they are. You got to have villains. So, but the question is, who are the villains now? And should you Should a player or a team try to be a villain?
Well, they need to try. See, when you try,
yeah.
It's like, see, when you try, it's like you're trying to become like a heel in the WWF, WWE. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. And you ain't really got to try. Like lately, Dylan Brooks has been in the media
exactly
for all of his crap.
Right.
And then you sit back and be like, why?
Why?
I mean, because it's not like you're like,
that's not you.
But it's not like you're that caliber. Let's just be real. Is anybody really just out there just scared of Dylan Brooks?
No.
Is anybody out there like circling? Hey,
we got to get a game plan around
Dylan Brooks. Are we setting a game plan against Dylan Brooks? No. Let's be honest.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So when you kind of go out of your way to just be a dick to people, you know.
Yes.
I think people and teams.
Good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to really try to do that because the villainy is already going to come because you already got your fan base in Memphis. You playing the other team, you know, of course the other fans are not going to like you, but you don't have to go outside of your way just to piss people off. You don't have to do all that, you know.
Right.
But some guys like to do that kind of shit. Sorry for the cuss word.
You know, it's good, man. It's good. Okay, so I'm gonna, you know what? You're the musicologist. I've been trying to avoid this as long as I could. Last night we did a top five rap duos.
Oh.
Top five rap duos. No, I'm not gonna put you on the spot. You know, you need to have some time to go through your list. And the big part about top five, as you know, is who you take off. As opposed to more of who you leave on.
Duo, so it has to be two people.
Two people. Now, here was the debate that I asked Big Game about, and I'm going to ask you. If part of the duo is a DJ, which would make it three, does that count as a rap duo?
It's a very good question.
Run DMC
had a DJ.
Had three.
Salt and Pepper had a DJ.
But it was two of them that rapped.
Yeah.
Public Enemy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a duo, but they had a DJ. Professor X. Is that a group or a duo?
That's a. I mean, because you have to include the DJ. I mean, you have to someone. Where would they be without their DJ, man?
Eric B and Rakim. Is that a duo or a single act? Rakim rapped. Eric B, though. DJ.
See, and you make valid points on that. You make valid points. That's
I said Gangstar. He was like, no, only Guru rapped. He had a DJ, but that's not a duo. Exactly.
That would mean some of your duos would have to include. Some of your duos will have to have the asterisk because they have a DJ.
They have a DJ, but... And then I made this comment. So I'm going to let that marinate. I believe Salt and Pepper, and that's why I put this, is a top five rap duo.
Okay. Even though they have Spinderella.
They had Spinderella, and yes, she may have been on a song way later.
Yeah.
But it's Salt and Pepper. That's the group. Uh-huh. That's the duo. It's Salt and Pepper. It's not Salt and Pepper and Spinderella. It's like Run DMC is Run DMC. Like it's all their names. It's all of them.
Yeah.
Salt and Pepper. But top five, where do you put salt and pepper? Do you put them in the top five? Or, and if not, where do you put them?
I would put them pretty high. I'll put them in the top five. I would.
I'll take that.
I would.
Okay.
Because they're still kind of revolutionary on their own terms.
Man.
Because, I mean, since them, have you seen another female duo like that?
No.
There you go.
No, I haven't.
There you go.
I haven't. Maybe El Trim. If you are not familiar with El Trim, they had a song, We Like the cars that go boom, where Tigra and Bunny, and we like the boom. That's
no.
Nah.
No.
Maybe not since they weren't a group. They just came together for a song. But yeah, no, I haven't seen a duo or group that has been as relevant, has been around as long, and has had as good music that you know you can hear the first couple of seconds of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you know that, like, you know the whole song, you know all the lyrics.
And see, we're saying duos. A lot of the duos that have came together have been two regular artists.
Right.
That decided to link up.
Yeah.
And put out an album. But it's just the way that we look at it. So I haven't seen another female group.
I haven't either.
Like them. So yeah, I mean, for that alone, for that standing alone, top I put them in there. I give you that one.
Thank you.
But I'm gonna say
on BGSB.
I'm gonna say still guys like, I mean, Outkast.
Yeah, for sure. Outkast, UGK.
Hell yeah.
A-Ball, MJG.
Hell yeah.
You know, like that. That's. You know, who else did we
say? I would give you Eric B. and Rakim.
He also had EPMD.
Bam. Bam. Yep. EPMD.
I like P Rock and CL Smooth. I don't know if I put him up there though. I like him, like I said, but I don't know if I put him up there.
You making me think.
that's the top five. That's what it does. And then I love Black Star.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like next level for me. Mos Def, Talib Kweli.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're not familiar, be familiar.
Yeah. I give you that. I will give you that. Real talk. I will give you that.
So yeah, it's hard and it's tough and it's supposed to be because, again, to me, top 10 is easy. Top five, you have to, you know, really kind of think up there because it's who you taking out, because we've named at least 10 groups.
Yep. Yeah.
Now you got to start cutting them out and say, all right, nah, it's that ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. But I'm just saying, man, that's
a damn good question.
BGSB. We're gonna have a
MCXP
good
Radio, guys. I might actually pose that question.
Pose it on there because that's a good one. Especially, I love top fives, man. That's where it is. Especially like, you know, top five most underrated female artists of all time. That's always a fave for me, man. It's always a fave for me.
Underrated female artist. Give me one that you got on that list.
Let us see.
I can see what kind of. Okay.
Lettuce is definitely one of those.
Okay. Would you consider Jill Scott?
No. Okay. She's up there.
Okay.
I would almost say Jasmine Sullivan. I would almost say her. Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, you got to dig deep in crates to be like, oh yeah, she is dope. So
like Marsha Ambrosius.
That one right there.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Layla Hathaway is another one.
Okay.
That is underrated. That's like, yo, if you're not on it, you're missing out.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's definitely some awesome musical ones out there.
Have you ever heard of Lion Babe? I'm gonna have to put you.
No, I feel like I have, but I'm gonna say no. Because nothing comes to mind.
The iPhone's got that technology. I'm gonna send you this. I think I can send you this album. And if I'm not mistaken, this is you remember Vanessa Williams?
Oh yeah,
this is her daughter.
Okay.
And she sings, and the other guy is the producer, and I think they have a child now. I think they have a child, so I think they're a couple. But she sings and he produces. The girl is dope.
Fire. Yeah.
Dope.
Let's go.
Dope.
Let's go.
So I'm going to send to you to check that out. Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, the top five will have you thinking and mad at yourself. One of my faves is top one hit wonders, top five one hit wonders.
Oh, we can do that right now.
You can't, because it's so hard to do. When you think you know, and then someone will say something, and you're like, oh man.
Okay.
I need to put that on this.
One hit wonders are like, okay, because when I say like one hit wonders, I'm thinking like Mark Morrison.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but then funny enough, I kind of somewhat put Tevin Campbell in it.
Nah.
You say that. But what's the most recognizable song by this guy? What is the song that always plays? Can We Talk for a Minute? You don't hear nothing else.
What?
You don't hear nothing else. I ain't heard another song from Tevin Campbell.
The one Round and Round when he first came out with Prince?
I remember that.
That's but I'm a hit, telling though. Nah. Tevin Campbell has some hits, man. Tevin Campbell has some hits. I mean, I'll give you one where Never Gonna Give You Up. Bro,
Rick Astley, bro. Come on, bro.
That's come all on. Time.
Come on,
that's
oh, no.
That's all time.
This shit is as soon as that shit started, you jamming, huh? Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, man. That it's stuff like that. You're like, ooh, okay, yeah. Let's see. Oh, what's the look? You may hate him, but Milli Vanilli. Can you send a whatever that?
I get yeah.
That jammed.
Yeah,
that jam, bro. I tell you, it's when you start breaking down and you're like, oh my gosh, I remember this or I remember that, and they just had that one hit, and that's it. Because then you can say, all right, how about Hey Mickey?
Hey Mickey. Yeah.
That's man, you play that. That's
yeah. I hate you.
So that top five will get you, like I said, it'll get you upset at yourself and others.
Yeah. You start bringing up I remember that joint. Yeah. You gonna make me play Rick Astley once we get off. Never gonna get you up. Never gonna let you down. He couldn't even dance. It was just one.
Nah. The Rick Roll, yeah.
The Rick Roll, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Never gonna give. Yeah, that's
that was it. That was it.
But yeah, man, that Bobby Caldwell.
Yeah. Didn't he just pass?
I believe so. What's crazy to me is I did not realize the skin tone of this gentleman right here.
A lot of people didn't. Voice was weird, but his voice was very soulful. You didn't.
Man, oh my gosh.
Just listening, you would have been like, oh, that's a brother all day.
For decades. For decades. When I say decades, like I just recently found out. Yeah. And I say recently, like within this past year.
Yeah, see?
Someone was like, you know, Bobby Caldwell is. I was like, what? You know, no, what? White. I said, you stop it. Stop the cap. Stop the cap. Bobby Caldwell is not no. Man, come on. I bet you wondering where I've been. Come on, man. Get out of here.
Man, that shit's so smooth. So smoothed up. For real.
I said, oh my God. And I mean, he is the most Caucasianist of all Caucasians.
I used to like reverence. I liked just throw you back Michael McDonald.
Oh, look, man. Michael McDonald is invited to every single barbecue around the world. There's nowhere that this look, man. In my opinion, he's an albino. Okay. He's invited to every single barbecue.
Michael's good.
No way.
Michael's good. Yeah.
Come on, man. Around the world. Around the world. You know what I'm saying? England. He's invited.
Man. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ethiopia invited. South Africa. They already got, you know, his garb for him. He already ready.
Yeah, he's good. Mike legit.
He's legit. Yeah, he's 100%. Still putting out good stuff, man. Him and Thundercat and Kenna Loggins, boy.
Man.
Over with. Yeah. I mean, and that's another good top five. Right there, most soulful others.
Hello.
Just say it. It's
most soulful others.
Others. Yeah, you got to say it like that. It's like,
okay.
Others. Okay. Because, you know, hey, you got most soulful brothers and you got most soulful
others.
Others.
I hear you, bro. I hear you. Completely.
Is that a them two? And I mean Hall and Oates.
Yeah.
Not bad right there, bro. I'm telling you. Like I know this is Sports Top Shop, but hey, we do other things too.
This is what it is.
We're not just sports nerds. We're nerds.
Of everything.
Of everything.
I wanted to pose this question to you though.
Let's go.
I'm going to take it to the WWF to wrestling.
Let's do it.
Favorite theme music, favorite entrance, favorite finisher.
Favorite theme music, probably by far to me, is Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Y'all saw it. Look, the game made fun of it again. I sent it to you. Bro. When you hear the glass break in real life, it's right there. You know, bro. We all anticipate. Listen what I say. We was at that thing at the WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I had guys that were sitting next to me. White guys that were sitting next to me. Cool guys.
Yeah.
They said, dude, we just bought our tickets today. They said, we literally found out that Stone Cold was going to be here. We drove all the way from College Station to be here. To see this.
And that's a drive.
We couldn't miss it. Yeah. I said, I feel y'all.
Yeah.
Dude came out. He's saying everything. We knew Stone was coming out. We just right. didn't fucking know when. We knew right. dude had to come in, do his promo. But when I say everybody was on the edge of their seats, just waiting. Right. We was listening to everything that he was saying. We was like,
yeah,
man, no. We just sitting there waiting. And all of the, I lost my voice that day.
Yes,
very
you did.
Proudly admit it. It is something about that glass breaking.
It is something about just, it.
I give you that.
All right. So that was intro. Entrance.
Entrance. The way that they come out.
I would have to say, by far, and probably one of my favorite wrestlers, The Undertaker. The Undertaker.
Oh my God, we agree on both of these.
I'm a classic dude, man. Like that, and when he had with Paul Bearer.
It would seem like his took the longest, but you would sit there and watch the whole entire
thing. Watch the whole thing.
It's like his thing took like 30 minutes.
Listen, and you would hate if it was rushed.
Exactly.
You would hate if they rushed it.
Exactly.
If he skipped the part.
Exactly.
No. Nah, man. And the fire? Come on, bro. With the ring? Come on, man.
They did
when
the
lights turned out and you hear his music, again, great music, great interest music.
As soon as you hear that music, fucking bell, that gong, they did that at WrestleMania when they did the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
They introduced all of them. And I was like, bro, if Undertaker is here, I'm looking at the guys next to the dude if Undertaker is here.
Yeah.
That's then the it. Lights dimmed down and you heard the
That's the best entrance for me, bar none.
Yeah.
The finisher.
Let me see where you're going to go with that one.
Huh? Man, there's so many. Gosh. I would probably have to say, and I don't remember the name of this, but it was, now I'm going to test to see how old you are. And it may be, it's a tag team. And I believe it was Christian and Edge's finishing move. And I think it's the one where, like, they had the guy propped up, and I think it was Edge that came off the top rope and did like a leg whip or something. And it may not be them, but I just remember it was a tag team. That was like the sickest thing I had ever seen, ever. And it may be Rock and Roll Express. I don't remember. I just know it was a tag team. I was like, wow, that is super sick.
Edge and Christian.
I believe it was Edge and Christian that did it. Singles, I don't know, man. Tombstone was always a good one, too.
Tombstone is a classic.
Tombstone's a classic. People hate me when I say the leg drop.
You talking about the Hulk Hogan leg drop? Okay, because I'll say it like this. You look at a guy like Hulk Hogan.
Right.
Who's just fucking right. huge and this and that. You right. would think that he would have something better than a freaking
something
leg
better than a leg drop.
I'm just saying, you would think he'd have something better than a leg drop. But he speaking made it iconic.
He did. But speaking of, didn't The Rock have like one of the worst ones ever? Like, it's to me, it's on the same level. Like, the people's elbow is on the same level as a leg drop, but it's actually worse because it's an elbow.
No, and I'm going to say this. Why? I'm going to say why. It's the showmanship. The showmanship of The Rock. Not saying that Hulk didn't have showmanship, but okay, Hulk would do the little ear thing all of that stuff, hit the top rope and just drop the leg. But the showmanship of The Rock would literally set it up with, it's like two finishers, because he'd give you the rock bottom first, boom, get up, get in front of you, kick those legs, the whole showmanship up, flick it, go here, go there, the whole showmanship up. That shit, now look, that had me. Now I was like, oh, yeah, people's elbow, it's finna come. Hey, this shit is over. It's the over.
People's,
even though it's just an elbow.
It's an elbow. And he runs across the dude. Like, get up.
I mean, but Macho Man had a flying elbow drop off the top
rope. But it was a flying elbow. It was off the top rope. It was off the top rope. Anytime, hey, you got me anytime you're going up on ropes. You're going up on a turnbuckle, you got me. You got me. But an elbow that you run across the dude and he just bouncing up and down on that, like, he's not getting up. And I get the rock bottom. I get it.
Hey, see, but if you're saying like top ropes, man, one of the craziest shit I've ever seen was like the Vader bomb.
Oh, yes.
There's no way in hell that big dude should be doing a fucking backflip, but yet he does it and lands.
Yes.
It's yes. Fuck.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
Yeah.
Vader bomb. Yeah. That's by far one of those, like, that don't even make sense. Like him and what's the man's name? Henry?
Mark Henry?
Mark Henry?
Mm-hmm.
That didn't even make sense how they move like that. That big and move like that.
Yeah.
That make no sense, man.
Yeah.
That made no sense. This is fun. I like wrestling talk, man. I like it. We need to do this.
We can do that any day, bro.
Listen, I'm gonna get my guy Dieter, because he's a big wrestling guy, and we're gonna do something together. You know,
cool.
We're gonna do bring something me together. On. We've been talking about it.
Let me do that, please.
We've been talking about doing like a round table, just kind of like wrestling, because he's a big wrestling dude. Season is, you know, football is over. Basketball is about to, you know, kind of get into the playoffs, NCAA and all of that. So in the summer, that's when it heats up, because you got what? SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That comes through.
But are you a fan of this new cast of characters? Because I know we've had our old school. We've had our old school with the Hulk Hogan's and all of that. Andre the Giant, you know.
Right.
All of those guys that paved the way. Jake the Snake Roberts, all of them guys.
After the Attitude Era.
Something about that fucking Attitude Era and then the WCW, NWO Nitro.
Yeah.
That whole area. Oh, my God. That was soap opera-esque. Like, some of the best years of my life. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The Attitude Era was great. After the Attitude Era, it got weird to me, man. Like, listen, I appreciate these brothers doing what they're doing, but Bootios, like, it's a no go. New Day,
yeah, nah, bro. Man. Bootios theory. What the hell,
man? And they come down with the instruments. Like, it's like, look, man. It's very minstrel. It gives very minstrel show vibes.
Ooh.
Gives very minstrel show vibes.
Mm.
It does. I'm not here for it. But look, we getting close on that time, man. We getting up against it. I don't know if you have Would You Rather, or whatever you, what do you call it, man?
Put me on the spot, bro.
No, you don't have to do it. You don't have to.
I wasn't even prepared today.
Next time, and we're gonna get together. Next time, we're going to get together and we're going to get more into this wrestling thing, because that's going to be fun.
I'm with that. I'm with that. For real.
That's what's up. Hey, again, make sure that you like, subscribe, smash that bell. If you listen to this afterwards on your podcast platform, make sure that you still comment. We still come back and look at the comments, read them, and hit you back. Again, make sure that you share, smash that bell. I'm Jay Stocks, the Buff Nerd.
I may read musicologist, man.
Hey, let's go. Let's get out of here. Always be good to each other. Be good to yourself, because that's what matters, right?
Shout out to Big Gang. Let's do it.